Today's shiur is a Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin at the top of the Amid with the Mishnah. Begins the Mishnah. Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. If somebody brought a chefetz over to a Shulchani for safekeeping, a Shulchani is a money changer. Rashi, before on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis Divrei Maslo Shulchani, tells us that this word, the origin of it is from the word shulchan, that the money changer would put his money on the table, and so too the person who was doing business with him, who wanted to change his money, would lay his money on the table of the shulchani, and then they would make an exchange. So if the mafkid gave his money over to a money changer, and a money changer is someone who is in need of money at all times for his business, the question is, can he use it? Does he remain a shomer chinam if he wasn't paid to do this service? Does he become a shomer socher? Does he become a shoyel? So it depends. Im tzrurin, if the money is tied up, so that is an indication that the mafkid does not want him to use the money, as the Gemara will explain. So the din is lo yishtamish ben. He should, in fact, take that as a hint from the mafkid that I don't want you to use it. Therefore, he remains a shomer chinam, since he wasn't paid for it. He's not getting any anoa. He's not able to use the money. Lefikach im avdu. Therefore, if they became lost, and we know that a shomer chinam is potter for gneva vaveda, so the din is, ain't a chayiv bachri yosan. He is not chayiv, he's not obligated, since he remains a shomer chinam, who's potter on gneva vaveda. However, if the mafkid gave over to the shulchani mutarin, they were loose, they were not tied up, then the din is yishtamish ben. Then it means that the mafkid is indicating that he does allow the shulchani to use the money. Lefikach im avdu. Therefore, if they became lost, not after he used them. Because after he used them, there's no question that he has a din of a shoyel once he has used the money, and then he's chayv for oinsin. Here we are discussing, once he has received from the mafkid loose money that was not tied up, before he actually uses it, and then it was nevdu, what is his status? Says the Mishnah, lefikach im avdu chayv b'achri yosin. Since he had a right to use them, therefore, if they got lost, he's chayiv. He is no longer a shomer chinam. And he is chayiv for aveda. That everyone agrees. We will see a machlokes in the Gemara whether he's chayiv for oinsin as well. If there was a loss that was an oinus, it was an accident, it was unavoidable, does he have a din of a shomer sachar up till the point of using it? Or does he, in fact, have a din of a shoyel? If he's a shomer socher, he's potter for oinsin. If he's a shoyel, he's chayv in oinsin. So that we'll see in machlokes in the Gemara. But as far as aveda is concerned, everyone agrees that he's at least a shomer socher, and he's chayv if it gets lost. What happens if somebody was mafkid the money? Eitzel balabayis by a balabayis, a plain person who's not a businessman, he's a homeowner, so the din is bein shrurim bein mutarin lo yishtamish ben. Whether it is tied up or whether it is loose, he should not use it. Lefikach im avdu. Therefore, if the money got lost, ein chayv b'achri yosin. He is not chayv because he remains a shomer chinam. The same halacha that we have by a shulchani when it's tied up, that he should not use it and he remains a shomer chinam. That halach applies to the Baal Bayis, whether it's tied up or it's not tied up, because the mafkid never intends for him to use the money, since he is not in need of the money. What about chenveni? What about if he gives it over to a storekeeper? So the machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda. Chenveni ke Baal Bayis, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's opinion is that a chenveni has a din like a Baal Bayis, and therefore it makes no difference whether it's tied up or it's not tied up, whether the money is loose, he should not use it. And therefore, he has the din of a shomer chinam, and if it gets lost, he is potter. And Rashi in Kedushin of Nun Gimel Amud Beis explains to us that a chenvani, according to the Shita of Rav Meir, is not in need of money, because things that he needs for his business he can buy on credit, and therefore a mayor considers him not in need of money constantly, as opposed to a shulchani who is in need of money constantly, and therefore Rav Meir is of the opinion that a chenveni has a din like a balabayis, and therefore even if the money is loose and not tied up, the mafkid never meant for him to use it. He has a din of a shomer chinam. If it gets lost, he is potter. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda holds chenveni kishulchani, that a storekeeper is like a money changer. He is in need of money for his business constantly. Therefore, if it's tied up, he should not use it. He has a din of a shomer chinam, he's potter. If it gets lost, however, if it was open, he has a right to use it. And therefore, he's at least a shomer socher up till the point of where he actually uses it. And as we'll soon see in the Gemara, perhaps he's even considered a shoyel that'll be chayv for oinsin. But everybody holds at least that he has a din of a shomer socher that he's chayv for aveda. Now begins the Gemara to explain the first part of the Mishnah. That a shulchani, if it's tied up, has a din of a shomer chinam, and he should not use it. Mishum detzrurin lo yishtamish ben. As Rashi explains the question, how is the mafkid being megaladas? How is he revealing that he doesn't want the shulchani, when it's tied up, not to use it? Since you tell me that when it is loose, he does allow the shulchani to use it, so in what way is he showing that he doesn't want him to use it when he ties it up? It's a normal thing, Rashi says. The der kolonim lotzer mo'isav. That's the normal way that people tie up their money for safety's sake, whatever their reason is, but they do go to the trouble of tying up their money. So since he knows he's giving the money over to a person who's in constant need of the money, and that's why when it's loose, the shulchani is allowed to use it, so why should he not be allowed to use it if it's tied up? That's just a means of handling money, tying it up and giving it to the next person so that it doesn't fall down, doesn't get lost. It's a safety measure. It's the derech. How does he indicate that he doesn't want him to use it? Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Betzur Rav Chasumin. It's speaking about that it's tied up, but more than that, it has a seal on it. So if it has a seal on it, then it's definitely an indication that he does not want him to use it. Betzur Rav Chasumin Shanu, the case here we're speaking about where it was both tied up and it was sealed. Rav Mori, Amar Rav Mori gives a different teretz. Bekesher Mishun is speaking about an unusual knot, and the unusual knot indicates that he doesn't want the Shulchani to use it. Ikad Yamar, there are some who learn it a little differently, that it was a question. Boy, Rav Mori, Kesher Mishun Amai, what is the halacha with the Kesher Mishun? And on that, Rav Mori didn't have an answer, and the Gemara says, Teiku, Tishvi, Yitarat, Kushvi, your boys, the Eliyo, and Navi will come to answer this question. It's a suffix. And the Rif paskins that therefore, in that case, when it has a Kesher Mishun on it, the Shulchani should not use it, as the Muki Yosef explains the Rif, because it's a suffix, and therefore we can say, suffix, Isur is L'chumra. It could be that he's Makbid, and therefore you would be like, using it shaloi bershus, and therefore you should be machmer and do not use it because of the suffix of Rav Mori. Rav Mori in the first pshat in the Gemara, it was definite that he should not use it. In the second pshat, it's a suffix, but suffix we go lechumra, and in that case, with the Kesher Mishunah, the Shulchani should not use it. Continues the Gemara, mutar, and if it is loose, yishtamish ben, then the Shulchani is allowed to use it, and therefore, if it gets lost, he's chayiv, because he has a din of a shomer socher. Amar Rav Huna v'afilu nensu. He's chayiv not only for aved, he's chayiv for oinsin, because according to Rav Huna, not only does he have a din of a shomer socher, he has a din of a shoyel, and a shoyel is chayiv and oinsin. Frei the Gemara of Duktani. But the Mishnah says he's chayiv if it got lost. Mashma, if it was nensu, it would be potter. Answers the Gemara, Kidda Rabbah. We will answer like Rabba said before on Daf Chav Tesam Abeis. Dama Rabba, Nignavu, when it said over there that it was stolen, what was it referring to? Ballista Mizuyan, with armed robbers, which is considered an Inus. Avdu, when it said over there, Avdu, it meant Shatavas Finas Bayam, that his boat drowned in the ocean, which was also an Inus. And therefore, when it says Avdu, it really means that it's an Inus, according to Rav Huna, and yet he's Chayiv. So the question is, if it in fact means oinus as well, So why does the Mishnah say im avdu? The Mishnah should have clearly stated im nansu, and we wouldn't have to say it's like Rabbah that it's speaking about tavas v'nasu bayom. We would see clearly from the Mishnah itself that it was an oinus, and even for that he's chayv. He has a din of a shoyl. So the Nachlas Moshe answers that the seif is written this way because of the reisha. In the reisha, where he's not supposed to use the money that's tied up with a seal, and we learned lefikach im avdu einachay bachri yosan, and therefore if it got lost, he's not chayv bachrayis. He has a din of a shomer chinam, and therefore, not only if it's nansu, but even if it's avdu, he is potter because he has a din of a shomer chinam. So, in order to make the Mishnah synchronize that the sefer should be the same as the reisha, they used to do this because it was Torah Shabbat. They learned it by heart, and it was easier to have both parts of the Mishnah using the same terminology. It was easier to remember. So since in the Reisha they wrote im avdu, and there it had to say im avdu, that even if it's avdu, the shomer chinam is potter. So in the Seifa, when it tells me he's chayiv by the money that's mutarin, which is opened up, therefore he says also the same lashon of avdu, but here really avdu means even an oinus is also chayiv. He just wanted to make the Mishnah symmetrical using the same language, but in fact the language means two different things in the Reisha and the Seifa. In the Reisha it means even avdu, in the Seifa it means that even nansu will be chayiv. Rav Nachman Amar, however, Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Funa. Rav Nachman says nansu loi, that for oynes he is potter, because in fact, until he actually uses it, just for the right to use it, he has a din of a shomer sachar, and nevdu means nevdu mamish, not nansu, that nevdu is what he's chayiv for, but nansu, he ain't chanami, will be potter, because he does not have a din of a shoyl until he actually uses it. Armeli Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, "Lidi doch according to you, the amet that you said, nansu loy, that for oynes he is potter because he has a din of a shomer sachar, not a din of a shoyl. Alma. So what do we see from the fact that you said nansu loy, loy havi shoyl alai? He does not have a din of a shoyl on it. So I have a question. I don't understand. E shoyl loy havi. If he doesn't have a din of a shoyl, shomer sachar not loy havi, then he shouldn't have a din of a shomer sachar either. Because if it's not a hanoah from the fact that he's able to use it for his own purposes, that does not give him a din of a shoyl. He wasn't paid any money, so why should he even have a din of a shomer sachar? Amar lei. So he responded, Baha my din aloch. I agree to you that there is some hanoah here. The hoyol v'nene mahane, because since he does get some hanoah out of it, therefore he in turn has to be mahane, the one who is giving him that hanoah, which is the mafkin. What's the hanoah that he is getting? Bahu hanoah without hanoah dimis ramalei zvina, that if he is able to purchase something, the isba revocha, that he'll be able to make a profit, zoven bu, will have this money which the mafkid gave him, and he'll be able to use it to buy that item and make a profit. So that the fact that he has the security that even until he actually uses it, but he has pas pasaloi, he has bread in his basket, means he has the satisfaction of knowing that whenever I need the money, it's there available for me to use and purchase something where I can make profit. Havi alayu, shomer sachar. Therefore, he is considered on it to be a shomer sachar. The Sefer Nachlas Moshe explains that even though by a regular shoyl, he is chayv for oinsin immediately, and not when he actually uses that item, but even for the right of being able to use it, he's already chayv right away. So that is because Tosfos before on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis Divrei Maskil Chada explained that miyad mishamach mashach hoya al das lishtamish. Tosfos says that immediately he's telling him. Tosfos four lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis says v'yesh loimer b'shoyl dinu kiven demayshach ledas balam choshev kilu lishtamish ba deledas kain shala. The lav lokma bekilta. He doesn't want to store it someplace. He wants to use this item. So therefore, he's considered a shoyl right away, Because the one who's giving it to him is giving it to him for him to borrow. He's lending it to him. So it's considered right when he makes a meshicha on this item that he is in fact using it even though he didn't actually start using it. And that's why he's chayav for instance right away. But over here, at the beginning, the relationship was that he's being mafkid it by the shomer. And he didn't use it right away, therefore he doesn't have a din of a shoyl. But l'chayru, we have to understand that if this is called a hano, the fact that he's able to use it, and that makes him a shomer sacher, so the original question of the Gemara still needs explanation. Why doesn't that hano make him make another jump and make him into a shoyl? So the Nachlis Moshe explains that by a shoyl, it's called kol hano shaloi. He is lent this by the mashal. The mashal is not looking for someone to watch this item for him. The mashal is giving it to the shoyl for the sole purpose that the shoyl wants to borrow it from the mashal. So therefore, he's chayv and oinshin right away because the mashal is giving him hana right away and the mashal is not getting anything from him unless what he is getting is that since you're borrowing it from me, so you're chayv and oinsin right away. But over here, the mafkid is entrusting his item to the shomer. The beginning of their relationship with the shulchani is I'm giving the shulchani money because I want my money to have it be in a safe, be under safe keeping at the hands of the shulchani. So therefore, all the hanah does not go to the shomer, to the shulchani, the mafkid also is getting hano. If the mafkid is also getting hano, and not that all the hano is going to the shomer, so then all the shomer could be is a shomer socher, knowing that he always has the money available to use. But he's not yet considered a shoyl until he actually uses it. When he actually uses it, then he has a chiv to return what he used. And if he spends it, in the case of money, he spends it, then he has to return other money, even if there is oinsin at that point. But until he uses it, since the mafkid is getting some hanoah, the shomer is not called a shoyl, he's only called a shomer socher. So explains the Sefer Nachlas Moshe. Continues the Gemara, Eser of Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, who holds that he only has a din of a shomer socher until he uses it, asks the question to Rav Huna, who holds that he has a din of a shoyl from day one. In the case of a shulchani, we learned a Tosefta in Me'ila, Hamafkin Moiset Shulchani. If, as Rashi explains, there a gizbor, a treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, who had money, and he thought this money was his own, and really was the money of the Beis HaMikdash, and he gave it to a shulchani, so im tsrurin, if it was tied up, lo yishtamish bet, if it was with a seal indicating that the Mafkid did not want the shulchani to use the money, he should not use it. Lefikach im haitzi, if the shulchani in fact spent it. So now the question is the mafkid over on me'ila b'shoigeg that he had anah from hegdish, and therefore maybe he's chayv karen chaimish va'ashen a korban asham me'ilois. The din is no loy ma'al agizber. The gizber is not moyal because he indicated to the shulchani with it being tied up with a seal, I don't want you to use it. So therefore, you cannot be my shliach that I should be over amila. But v'imutarn, if they were opened up, then you're indicating that the shulchani yishtamish ben, that he could use it. You're also indicating that you're my shliach. And if in fact it turns out it's from Hegdish, it means that you were my shliach. And me'il is one of those items where there's a din, even though normally ain't shliach l'davar avera, but the Gemara tells him Masech the Kedushin that daf mem gimel amid beis, that me'il is one of those things where yes shliach l'davar avera. So if I indicated to you that you could use it because it's opened up, so then you are my shliach l'davar avera. And if so, then lefikachim haitzi mal agizber agizber was mal and will be chayv karen chaimesh ve'asham. The E Amrad, now comes the question of Rav Nachman to Rav Huna. If you're going to say afilu nansu, that the halacha is that the shomer is chayiv in the case of mutorin. The shulchani will be chayiv even if an ayin has happened, because he has a din of a shoyel from day one. Not only he has a din of a shomer sachar, but he has a din of a shoyel because he's able to use the money. So it's considered as if he used the money right away. So Rashi says, in Divrei HaMaskal V'yamar Afilu Nanser, Rashi says, Nasa kemoy shalov aloy. It's as if I lent you the money. Ve'ein oitzah gedoyle mizu. So there's no greater oitzah. If you're considered a shayel in terms of money, it means that from day one, I'm the malv and you're the laiva. So if the shulchani is your shliach working on your behalf, then you don't have to wait till he was moitzi. So my, you're your hoitzi. Why does it say if the shulchani actually spent it? I feel a loy haitzi nami, even if he didn't spend it, because it's considered as if he borrowed it, as if he took a loan on the money, and that itself is an act of haitzah from the rishus of Hagdish, and the gizbor was letting him be a shliach by making this loan from Hegdish. So therefore the gizbor should be chayiv even in the case where he didn't yet spend it. So he answered to him, you're right. Really, in the case of Mutorin, even if the Shulchani did not spend it, just for the being able to use it, it's considered as if he loaned the money, and that itself is an act of Oitzah from Hegdish. Similar to what we had before, that we want to make everything symmetrical. So in that Toseftin Me'ila, where in the Reisha it says that if he tied it up, so there it's telling you that even if Haitzi, even if the Shulchani actually spent it, still the Gizbor will not be Chayiv. And there it had to say Haitzi. So Tana Seif and Nami Haitzi, in the Seif, in order to be able to remember the Torah Shabbat Peh easily, it said also the same Lashon of Haitzi, but really in the Seif, you don't need Haitzi. But the fact that he is able to use the money means it's a loan to him, and therefore he's considered a shoyel right away from day one, and he's chayav on einsin, and einachanami, the gizbor will be moyel in the case of mutorin, because yes, shliach l'dvar aveira, that's why it used the lashon of haitzi, but really you don't need mamish that he spent it. So this is the way that Rav Huna will answer the kasha of Rav Nachman. Continues the next Mishnah, and this Mishnah is going to discuss what we've had before in this parak concerning Shalichus Yad. And through this next Amid, next up, we will have a definition precisely what Shalichus Yad is. How is it different than Gzela? How is it different than Shaloi Bershus, Shaloi Midas? Begins the Mishnah, Shaleich Yad B'Pikadon, if someone misappropriated a Pikadon, Beishamai, Yoimrim, Beishamai says, Yilaka B'Chosr B'Yaser. Rashi explains that he will be punished, he will suffer. The one who was Shaleich Yad, the Shomer was Shaleich Yad, whether it became worth less or whether it became worth more. Rashi tells us a pshat, which eventually, at the end of the Sugya Sagamor, the Gemara is going to have charata from this pshat, but this is the working pshat that the next Amid will use until it changes in the Maskana. So let's see what Rashi says. Divri Amaskal Yulaka B'chasr B'yasr, Im Chasru Domeha, if it became worth less, it depreciated. Shehuzla B'shuk, this item became worth less in the marketplace. So now, a shlichus yad has a din of a gazlan. So yisham demeho, he has to pay. K'moy shehoy seshav b'shah, sheshoch b'yad. As it was at the time when he did the act of misappropriation of shlichus yad. Shehi shasak zela. V'chein kol ha-gazlanim misham k'shasak zela. All gazlanim pay like the time of gazela. U'kugoyin shehoy tziya she'ena ben. It's not here anymore. In our first, he was Shaleich Yad. Later, he totally used up this item, destroyed it or spent it. Avalim Yeshna Ben, Kamaisha Gazla, Amrla Haresh Lacha Fanecha. So, if it's still around, then whatever it's worth, he gives it back. We're speaking about here where he spent it. And now the question is, it's worth less than it was at the time when he did the Shlichus Yad. So Beishami says he has to pay how much it was worth at the time of the Shlichus Yad. What does Ubi Yaser mean? If after the shlichus yad, it became worth more, and then he was moitzi it. So then he has to pay how much it's worth at the time when he spent it. In other words, he is punished to always pay the premium, either the value, the high value at the time of the misappropriation, shlichus yad, or the high value later when he totally spent it, when it went up in price. That is the sheet of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, continues the Mishnah, Kishas Haitzah. This is an enigma. Beis Hillel is not clear. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what Beis Hillel means when they say that he has to pay like the time that he spent it. Rabbi Kiva Oimer is a third sheeter. He argues on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Kishas HaTfiyah. When the Mafkid was Tveyahim Ledin, when there was Hamar Bedin, he had to come in front of the court. He has to pay what the item was worth at that time. The Gemara will explain exactly what the reason of Rabbi Kiva is and how he is arguing on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And now the Gemara brings a din of Rav. Omar Rabba we have, but on the side the Rif says Rava. Haiman the Gozel Chavit al Chamer Mechavri, someone who stole a barrel of wine from his friend. Me, Ikor Shavi Zuz, before it was worth one Zuz. Hash the Shavi Arbo. Now it went up in price, it appreciated, and now it's worth four Zuz. So now it depends. Tavroi Shasi, if he broke it or he drank up the contents of the barrel, so Mishalom Arbo, he has to pay for how much it's worth now at the time when he drank it. But it bar memela, if it broke by itself, Misham Zuz, then he only has to pay a zuz, how much it was worth at the time when he stole it. My taima, what is the reason for Rava's halacha? So let's explain the first part of Rava's halacha. Kiven de iisya, if it would still be extant, it would still be in existence. Hadra lemor beina, he would be able to return it as it is. Because when, as Rashi explains, when do we say that you have to pay kishasik zela? That's only when it's not around anymore. But if it would still be here, whatever its value is, he would give it back as is, harei shalach lefanecha. Therefore, if the owner would ask him for it, let's say when it went up in price, he would give it back, and that's all he would have to do. But instead, he broke it, or he drank the contents. So it comes out that it's as if there was a new Maisik Zela. Not only did he steal it when it was worth one, but he stole it also when it's worth four. Had he given it back now when it's worth four, he would have nothing more to do. Now he broke it, so he drank the contents. So it comes out that he stole again something that's worth four. That's what the Gemara continues to say. This time now, when he drank it or he broke it, that's a new moment of gzela. Utznan, and we learned the Mishnah Bava Kama, Dav Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, Kol Agazlan, as Rashi brought down, all those who steal, Mishal Kishas Gzela, will pay as the time what the item was worth when he stole it. It's considered a new Maisik Zela now that it's worth four and he drank it up. However, the Seifa of Rava, Itma Memela, if it broke by itself, Misham Zuzah, there he only has to pay a Zuz. My time of why? Hashto Leov Label Amidi. He has done nothing here once he stole it. All he did was wait around with the item, and the item broke by an accident by itself. So you can't be mechayiv him for the moment when it broke, when it was worth more. Amayko mechayivisle, what are you being mechayiv him for? Ahi shayta de gozla. You're being mechayiv him for that moment when he stole it. Ahi shayta zuzud shavya. At the moment that he stole it, it was only worth a zuz, and therefore Rava says, in that case where it broke by itself, all he would have to pay is a zuz. We need to explain both the first part of Rava's statement and the second part of Rava's statement. In the first part of Rava's statement, we have a major machlokes between the Ktsois and the Nesivos in Siman Lamed Dalet and Choshen Mishpat. According to the Ktsois, in a case where he drank it or he broke it, the Ktsois says it is not considered a new moment of stealing, but rather he's chayiv because of Adam Hamazik, because the person stole, because the person damaged. And the Ktsoi says, Just like we have halacha, that hagoinav menaganav is potter, and we learned that out from the pasuk, v'gunav mebeis ish, v'lemi beis haganav, that something has to be stolen from the property of the owner, and not from the ganav. So the same thing, the ganav himself cannot make a new maisa gzeila, because it's already stolen. And therefore, says the Ktzois, he's chayiv because of Adam Hamazik. So according to the Ktzois, if it breaks by itself, you can't be mechayiv him for the breaking. What could you be mechayiv for? His initial gzela, it was worth one zuz. All he pays is one zuz. But where he broke it, or he drank out the contents, now you can be mechayiv him for the new act of mazik. New act of mazik, he has to pay now. Four. In the case of Itmar Memela, there's no new act of mazik. It broke by itself. Memela, you only pay one. However, the Nesivus disagrees, and the Nesivus says that he is chayv here for a new maisik neva. I, the Ktsois, brings a raya from Goyen of Benaganov as potter. He answers the Nesivus, there's a big difference. By Goyen of Benaganov, the second Ganov is not adding anything on to the first Ganeva. Because by the first Ganeva, the Bailim already, it's Shaloi. It belongs to him. However, it's Eina Bershusoi. It's not in his possession anymore. What did the second one do? The second one didn't accomplish anything as far as Shaloi is concerned. Eina Shaloi, it was already Eina Shaloi. So that's why he could have been a gun of his potter. However, by a case where you're adding something in the second Geneva, for example, over here where he broke it, or he drank from it, he drank the contents, there's a hoisafa, there's an addition. Because before the contents were drunk or the barrel was broken, it was at least shaloi. It was something that belonged to the owner. Now that it's damaged, there's nothing for him to be an owner of anymore. It's destroyed. It's gone. So there was a new addition in the Gneva. A new addition in the Gneva. The same, it could be by two people or it could be by one person himself. First he stole it, then he destroyed the contents, or he destroyed the barrel, or he drank the contents. So not only is it ain't bershusoy of the owner, it's not shaloy anymore. Since there's a new addition, he is chayiv for gneva. So the Ktzois says the chayiv is mazik, the Nesivus says the chayiv is gneva. The sheet of the Ktzois is very difficult. Reb Chaim Alevi Alashas asks a question on the Ktzois from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that by Tavroi Shasya, not only do you pay Dalet Zuzim for the Karen, but you also pay Dalet Zuzim for the Kefil. So it's a Raya Mechrachas from an undisputable proof from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that this is an act of Gneva, because if it wouldn't be an act of Gneva, there would be no Kefil. And so asked the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yinkam Domav, in Kaibet Shurim at the beginning of Perek Merubah. And another question is from the Lashon of our Gemara, because what does our Gemara say? Hahi shaita de kashasle or de katavra la, ka gozo mine. The Gemara doesn't say that the second act is kamazik le. The Gemara says ka gozo mine. So we see klar that our Gemara considers it an act of Geneva, and that's why L'chayra, our Gemara, would be like the sheet of the Nesivus and not like the Ktzois. And many of the Achroinim here in Bava Metzia and in Bava Kama, Perek Meruba, discuss the difficulty of the Ktzois, as we have mentioned those difficulties, the Sefer Tabas HaChoshen and the Chedushe Basra, and many other Svorim discuss this Ktzois. On the second part of Rava's statement, we have a very fundamental yesod here, which the Shita Mikabetz brings down from the Ramban and the Ritva, because they ask, why, in fact, do we say that Kolak has lon misham kishasek zela, and not like it was worth later at the time when the oinus happened? By a shoyl, the din is that if it went up in price and an oinus happened, the shoyl is chayiv not for the time when he first bought it, but he's chayiv for the time of oinsin when it was worth more. Why is a gazlan different than a shoyl? Our Gemara says of itmer memela, what are you being mechayiv him for the gzela? Then he pays at one zuz. That's the value that it was worth at that time. He does not pay four zuzim, which it appreciated to later. Why is a gazan different than a shoyl? And the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Ritva answer that a shoyl the chayfetz is still in the rishus of the Baal, because the Baal is able to sell it or to be magdish it, so therefore he's only chayv on shas oinsin. Mashen came by gazlin, it's no longer in the rishus of the Baalim to sell or to be magdish, so mimele the gazlin is not chayv on the shas oinsin. The gazlin is chayv when he makes a kinyan in the chayfetz, when it no longer is in the rishus of the owner, he's chayv in the shas exela and not on the shas oinsin. So now we have learned the yesod of Rava, and now we're going to tie Rava in to our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel, Kishas Haitzah, that if something went up or down in value, you pay Kishas Haitzah. The Gemara wants to understand, what does this enigmatic statement mean? My Kishas Haitzah, Elim Kishas Haitzah, and Elim, if it means when it was actually depleted, used up, went away from this world. Ubamai, what case are you talking about? What is Beis Hillel arguing on Beis Shammai? Ibechoser, if it's in the case of Choser, it was worth more when he first stole it, and now became worth less. And Beis Shammai says you have to pay the larger amount, how much it was worth at the time when he stole it. And Beis Hillel is going to say, no, Kishas Haitzah min Olam, how much it's worth now. That means that Beis Hillel is arguing on the halacha of Kol HaGazlanim Misham Kishas HaGzela. The Gemara says, Miyikila Mandiyomer, as Rashi explains, is there a Mandiyomer who holds that you don't pay Kishas Exela? But none, we learned in the Mishnah Bava Kama, Kol HaGazlan Misham Kishas Exela. According to you, Beis Hillel will be arguing on that Mishnah. We don't find anybody who argues on that Mishnah. V'ibi Yosser, if you're going to say that Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai by Yosser, where it was worth more at the time of when he used it up. So what is Beis Shammai holds? You have to pay how much it's worth at the time that you used it up. What's Beis Hillel saying? You have to pay Kishas Haitzah min Ha'olam when it's worth more. So Hayna Beis Shammai, then what's the machlokes here between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? There is no machlokes. As we turn to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, El Pshita, it's Pashit, Kishas Haitzah mi Beis Bailam. You know what Kishas Haitzah means? Not when it went away from the world, but when he took it out of the Beis Bailam. And as Rashi explains, the machlokes will be by Yosser. Beis Shammai holds, if it became worth more, he has to pay like the time that it was taken away from the world. And on that, Beis Hillel argues and says that he has to pay like how much it was worth at the time that it went away from Beis Bailam. So according to Beis Hillel, you pay less. According to Beis Shammai, you'll pay more how much it was worth at the time of Haitzah min Ha'olam. Lema Rabba da'amar ki Beis Shammai. So we just had that Rabba said that if something went up in price and he drank it and broke it at that time, that he has to pay Kishas Haitzah, he has to pay the greater value. That's exactly how we just explained Beis Shammai. So it come out that Rabba holds like Beis Shammai, and we know we possibly like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. So that pshat seems to be incorrect in Beis Hillel as well. Amar Lach Rabba, so Rabba will tell you, Be Yosser Kuli Amalei Pligi, that there is no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel by Yosser, that you have to pay the higher amount as it was worth when it left the world. Kipli, when is the machlokes? By Choser, when it became worth less, when it depreciated. And as Rashi explains, that Beis Hillel will hold, Haitzah means how much it's worth when it went away from the world. And Ein Echanami Beis Shammai will say how much it was worth when he stole it. And Beis Hillel will hold how much it was worth later, cheaper. Aye, as Rashi says, you asked me a kasha on Amud Aleph that kolag is law misham and kshas hagzela. So Rashi says, ibig zela mamish, the gazla mikara hachanami. If originally it came into his hands as gzela, then ain't hachanami. Beis Hillel would be reminded to Beis Shammai that you have to pay the larger price that it was worth at the time of gzela. But here, aval hacha de betera asul yade, umishum shlichas yad kama chayvis lei, baha pligi. Here we're not talking about gzela. Here we're talking about shlichas yad. Shlichas yad is a form of gzela, but it's not gzela itself. So by Shlichas Yad, there will be a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai will hold that Shlichas Yad has the same din of Gzela that you pay how much it was initially worth, and that's Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel will hold that you pay how much it's worth later. Why is Shlichas Yad different than regular Gzela? So the Gemara explains, Ki pligi yibachaser by Shlichas Yad. Beis Shammai sovri Shlichas Yad ain shlichasarn. We had this machlokes before. On Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Beis Shammai holds that Shlichas Yad does not require any chesaron, just making a kinyan in order to make a chesaron is sufficient. So therefore, right away when he has intention, or as we'll see in the next Mishnah, he says that he wants to be shaleach yad, he doesn't have to actually take anything. So v'chi chaser, when it becomes devaluated, b'shu say d'day chaser. He already stole it from day one, from the moment that he wanted to misappropriate it. And when it depreciates in his rishus, and therefore he has to pay how much it was worth at the time when he misappropriated it. That's the shita of Beis Shammai. Shlichus yad is equal in halacha like any other gzeil. Beis Hillel Savri, no, shlichus yad is different, because shlichus yad shlich chesaron. You need to make a loss in the shlichus yad. The shomer took it in your hands beheter. So now you have to become a gazlan. You have to do an act of being machaserit, of taking some of it away and using up at least some of it, as we'll soon see. V'chi chasar, when it became devalued, b'shusa demari chasar, as long as he hasn't done an act, a physical act of chsarin, the devaluation happened in the rishus of the master. If it happened in the rishus of the master, he only has to pay how much it was worth at the time when he did the actual shlichus yad. Now it's worth less. That's all that he has to pay. So let us first see the Taisus here, the second Taisus. Beis Shammai Savri Shlichus Yad Einu Tzrichus Aron. So Taisus asks a kasha, v'im timer im kain trei bavi hach tohachav v'seifa da'achayshiv l'shloich yad lamli. In the next mission at the bottom of the Amid, we have a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says ha'achayshiv l'shloich yad b'bekadin. And the Rashi and Taisus both say over there that Chayshev means he's medabir. He speaks in front of Adam that I want to misappropriate it. Beis Shammai says that's enough. It's chayv. Beis Hillel says no. Ain't a chavat sheyishlach boyad. He has to actually do an act. He has to do a kinyan. So asks Taisus, now that we're learning in Beis Shammai, at this point in the Gemara, that Beis Shammai is going to go with the opinion that ain't Shlichus Yad is not Tzricha, Shlichus Yad ain't a Tzricha Chesaron. So why do I need that halacha? Why do I need the Mishnah here on Amid Aleph, on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, B'chaser B'yaser, and we'll say that Chaser is speaking about that he did not make any physical Chesaron, it only became devalued. If Beis Shammai holds that Dibur is enough. Hachoyshev l'shloich yad b'mikon. You don't have to do a kinyan. So certainly he holds you don't need a chsarn. What do I need both cases? So Taisus answers, the Seifa is telling you a chiddush in Beis Shammai, that even Dibur b'loy mashicha chayiv. Ein echanami. That's a chiddush in Beis Shammai, that all you need is Dibur alone. Not only don't you need a chsarn after a kinyan, but you don't even need a kinyan. All you need is a dibber in front of Adam that you want to go ahead and do it. However, v'hach d'hocha, this over here, this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel here, the way the Gemara is explaining our Mishnah on Amid Aleph at this point, this is telling you a chiddush in Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel holds, not only is dibber not enough, you need kinyan, and not only is kinyan not enough, you'll need an actual chesaron. So Taisus, there are different pshatim in the Mefarshim, the Nesivus brings down different pshatim, there's a Truma Sakri on it, but we will go with Taisus before on Daf Mem Aleph, Amid Beis, and the Rajba holds the same Shita, that the way that Shlichus Yad is different than Geneva, than Gzela is, that Gzela you're taking the whole thing, and by Shlichus Yad you're only doing a Mixas, and we say that Mixas Kekuloi. So if you hold that Shlichus Yad Tzrich Chesaron, then not only do you have to say it or make a kinyan, but you actually have to be mechaser a mikzas. And then that Chesaron of a mikzas becomes kekulay. If you hold that Shlichus Yad is Ein Tzrich Chesaron, so Ein Echanami, you're going to have to, according to Beis Shammai, make a dibur in front of Adam that you want to be mechaser a mikzas. If you hold Ein Tzrich Chesaron, then you don't have to actually go ahead and do it to be b'chayiv for Shlichus Yad, according to Beis Shammai. So it comes out here that we have a shaila if you need, if dibur is enough, do you need a kinyan also? And even once you make a kinyan, do you actually have to be mechaserit b'miktsas, or just saying it with the kinyan in the chayfetz that you want to be mechasher mikzas, is that sufficient? And that's how shlichus yad, according to these rishonim, Tosfos and the Rashba, how it differs from all out gezela. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that this pshat and beisham and beisil of shlichus yad shrich chesaron or ain shrich chesaron does also is not a good answer. El hadam or rava. That which Rava said, Amem Alfam Abbez, that Shlichas Yad Eina Tzricha Chesaron, the way you just learned the Machlois Beishamim Vesil, that would be the sheet of Beishamai. Lema Rava Damarka Beishamim, it comes out that Rava will be holding like Beishamai, the Eina Tzricha Chesaron, that he is Shalech Yad right away, and therefore he'll have to pay like the time when he said, or he made a kinyan that he wants to misappropriate it, he doesn't have to do the actual chesaron of the mikzas. So it comes out, Rav holds like Beishami. That's why you have to pay like the time of Shlichas Yad, and not like the subsequent time, how much it was worth when he actually did a maisa in it. And that can't be, that Rav should go against Beis Hillel. Ella, a noopshot. Hachamayaskinu, we're not talking about Shlichas Yad. We're not talking about gzela. We're talking about he borrowed it without permission. He borrowed it to use it as a ladder, as a step stool, to go up to a nest and take away the gozlos, the birds. So right away, when he does this borrowing without permission, he doesn't want to take it. He doesn't want to be mechaseret. He's not a gozlan here in any way. He's just borrowing without permission. He's going to give it back. But he has a din of a gazlan, according to Beishami. Therefore, he becomes a gazlan right away. And as we learned before, a gazlan is chayiv right for the time that he stole it. He chaser. When it went down in value, b'shusa d'day chaser, it went down in his rishus of the gazlan, of the shalosh lamidas. That's why he, according to Beishami, has to pay the higher amount. Ubeis hilal savri, shalosh lamidas, shoyol havida, shalosh lamidas is a shoyol. V'chi chaser, and when it devalued, b'shusa d'mora chaser. So it doesn't go into the shalosh rishus until he remains a shoyol. He doesn't remain a gazlan. So who owns it? The mashal owns it. The mafkid owns it. So therefore, if it goes down the rishus of the owner, it's only later when the oinus happens, when something happens, that he will have to pay. And mimela, it's only later when it became lost, when it became destroyed from this world, that the show will have to pay, and then he pays the value of how much it was worth at that time. And so the question is, Einachanami, al shoyel, he'll only have to pay how much it was worth at the time when the hoitzah was min ha'olam. That's what Beis Hillel says, kishas hoitzah, but why aren't you mechayvim al shlichas yad? And Shlichas Yad is the din of a gazlan, and a gazlan will be like the earlier time. The answer to that is, according to the Rishonim, the Rashba and Tosfos that we spoke of before, Shlichas Yad is at least that he wants to be mechaser a mikzas. Otherwise, it doesn't have a din of a Shlichas Yad. Mikzas kekulai, but he has to at least have a mikzas. Here, he didn't want to be mechaser anything. So it has no shaychus. It's not zela because he never intended to steal the whole thing. It's not shlichus yad because he didn't even intend to be mechaser miktsas. He only wanted to bore it without permission. Then you have a machloikus that's out of a din of a gazlan. It doesn't have a din of a shoyul, which will pay at the later, cheaper price, according to Beis Hillel. But this pshat also doesn't work. Elohad amar rava, shorosh lamedas l'rabbonin, gazlan havi, we have in Bava Basadav Peches, in a machloikus there. The rava wants to say that the sheet of the Rabbanan in that machloikis is going with the idea that Shlichus Lamedas has a din of a gazan. Why does Rava want to say that the Rabbanan there hold Shlichus Lamedas is a gazan? Because we pass like the Rabbanan, like the majority. So he wants to make sure that this sheet of gazlan lines up with the ones who are going to pass like the Rabbanan. So you see that Rava holds that Shlichus Lamedas has a din of a gazlan, and how could Rava Paskin has a din of a gazlan when in our sugya, the way you're saying pshat now, that's the sheet of Beishamai. Lema Rava, Damer Beishamai. Again, we have the problem. The Rava is going to come out like Beishamai against Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, we have to go away from all these terutzim. And what Rashi said in our Mishnah, that Chaser and Yasser refer to appreciation and depreciation, which is the way we learned the whole sugya till now. Now we are retracting. Now is the end of the sugya, and the Gemara retracts. Elohacha, here, Chaser and Yasser does not mean appreciation or depreciation. There is no machlokes beis sham and beis hil. If something that the Gazlan stole became worth more, for example, the mother had a child, or the sheep had wool. So chaser means that the Gazlan removed the wool, he sheared the wool, and yasser means that there was an additional child that was born. And this will have to do with the machloikis, who gets to keep that which the animal added to its value by having either a child or the shearings of wool. Beishamei savri shvach zeil denigzel habi. The added value, not through appreciation, but through extra children or wool that belongs, denigzel habi, that belongs to the one who it was stolen from. So that's why Beishamei says, Bechoser b'yeser, that's what the Gazlan has to pay to the Nigzal. Who Beishamei savri, shvach zeila de Gazlan havri. No, it belongs to the Gazlan. All that the Gazlan has to pay is how much the animal was worth at the time that he took the animal away from the Rishus of the Bailam. Now, if the animal was pregnant when he took it, or if it had wool on it and he sheared it off, so everybody's moited that he has to pay back to the nigzal how much it was worth at the time that he stole it, because he can't pay back less than it was worth at this time. We are speaking here in the Gemara where the extra wool and the shearings were in the house of the Gazlan. And the children, the animal became pregnant in the house of the Gazlan. And this will go into the inyan of shinui koine. We know that if there's a shinui in something, we hold that shinui is koine. But that's only if it's a shinui, a change in the very essence of the thing itself. An animal that gives birth or a sheep that has shearings of wool, that's not called a change in the animal itself. So therefore, we're going to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel who are arguing in the machlokes of Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, which we'll see in a moment. So Rab Meir holds that he does have to pay the gizes and the vlades to the nigzel. Rab Yehuda holds he does not. He just gives back the animal itself. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, this is not a shinui in the guf of the animal itself. So otherwise he would be kind of the animal, the Gazlan would be, and he would have to pay back money. Here, it's not considered a shinui in the animal itself, so he has to give back the money. But it's enough of a shinui that he gets to keep the shevach, which was created in the house of the Gazlan. So he keeps the newborn child. He keeps the shearings of wool. It's not enough for him to keep the goof of the animal and pay back how much that animal was worth. So he has to give back the animal. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir's shita is that, as Tosis and Devar Maschil, the fourth Tosis, Mishalom Oisah says towards the end of the Tosis of Rav Meir, Shinui ain't a coin, Mishum the Knasa Kanis Bemezit. There's a Knas that the Rabbanan said that we don't want the Shaloye Choyte Nisker, we don't want the one who did an Aveira to gain, that he's going to make a business here by keeping the profits of the shearings and the child, and therefore, they punished him. Not only do you have to give back the animal itself, you have to give back the profits through the children and the shearings. That's the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So Beishamei is going to hold like Rav Meir, Bechoser B'yeser goes back to the Nigzal, and Beis Hillel is going to hold like Rav Yehuda that the Gazlan gets to keep the Choser and the Yeser, but has nothing to do with the whole inyan of Yoiker V'zoyel, that it appreciated or depreciated. There is no machlokes between Beishamei and Beis Hillel. Everybody holds that it's Mishalom Kishas Gzeila. If it was worth more at the time of Gzeila, that's what he has to pay. Says the Gemara, Elohach b'shavach shogzeil kamifkli b'shami savi shavach zeil ad nigzel havi b'sil savi shavach zeil de gazan havi v'plukt de hani tanoi disanya hagoyzel es arachol. Somebody stole a lamb, gizaza, he sheared it, v'yolda, and it gave birth. Mishalom oisaves gizaseves v'lodisad divramir. Ramir says they all go back to the nigzal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer gzeil chazes b'nei. Einichlam, it's not enough of a shinui for him, for the gazan to keep the animal. It has to go back to the owner. But he gets to keep the wool and the vladis. That's a shita of Beis Hillel, like Rabbi Yehuda. Dekan, I mean, I'll bring you a proof to this answer is a correct answer. Tony, we learned Beis Shami, Oimrim Yilaki, he suffers, he gets punished. Bechaser b'yeser, and as Rashi explains, it does not say be yoiker ube zoyl. That it does not say. The like Tony, lashin zoyl v'yoiker. So Meila Beis Shami holds like Rab Meir, Ubeisalayim Rem Shas Haitza, Shmamina, we see from the Lashon Chaser V'Yeser and not Yoiker V'Zoil that it's not depreciation and appreciation, but rather we're speaking about the Shevach of the shearings and the Velodais. He pays Kishas Haitza, Mi Beis Bailam, the animal itself, he gets to keep, according to Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yehuda, the shearings and the Velodais. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva, Amar Kishas Hatviya.
Rabbi Akiva Shita, the way the Baal Amor understands it is that it's going back on the machloikes that we just had between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning Shvach Shel Gzela. And Beis Shammai Shita is that Shvach Shel Gzela is to the Nigzal, and he has to give back the Vlodais and the Geziza. Beis Hillel holds that Shvach Zela is the Gazlans, and he only has to pay back to the owner Kishas HaGzela, the way the animal was at the time of Gzela, but any profits go to the Gazlan. And Rabbi Akiva Shita is Kishas HaTviya, which would mean that anything that was added, any Shvach such as Vlodois or Gezizois before the Hamad Bedin, after he was Shaleich Yad, that, according to Rabbi Akiva, would go to the Nigzal. Only something that was added after the Hamad Bedin, after the Tviya, that would go to the Gazlan. And it would seem from Rashi that this does not only refer to Shlichas Yad, but it would even refer to a regular gzela, because Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil, Moida Rabbi Akiva says, Kama hoy seshava biyom shegozla, v'ro shegozla heimenu, de mishalim kishas gzela. From Rashi's mashma, that it refers not only to Shlichas Yad, but even to gzela itself, that Rabbi Akiva holds that the shvach of the vladis or the gzizos would only belong to the gazlin after the Hamad Bedin. Before the Hamad Bedin, it would go back to the bailam. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Mishmul, halach Rav Akiva, halach zayg Rav Akiva, umayda Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva's mayda, but makim sheish eidim, where there are eidim who saw it stolen, and they knew what the price was at the time when they saw it being stolen, that there he does not pay like the time of the Amad Bedin, the time of the Tfiya, but rather he pays how much it was worth when the eidim saw the Geneva. My time, the Amar Kra, because the pasuk says La Sher Hu Loi Yitnena Biyoim Ashmasa, on the day when he is found guilty, when he had a Amar Bedin, when there's a psak, that's when he pays. That's the shita of Rabbi Akiva, not Kishas Gzela, but rather like he is found the day that he is found guilty. But that's a svara when he is moida himself and he's brought to trial. The Kivan the Ike Eidim, but in a case where there's Eidim who saw him, who Shaitu the Chayvli Ashma, he is found guilty really based on the Eidim, not based on what he himself is going to say. And therefore he's Chayv already from the time that the Eidim saw it. Amalei Rabbi Shah Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shah said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ata Oimer Kane, that's what you hold, that Rabbi Kiva is might if there's Eidim that the din is different? Hachi Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yoichan, the Cholakai Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva argued a Philip of Akum Sheish Eidim. My time, what's the Svara? Either is the Chilik between Eidim and Yoim Ashmasai, Hamad Abedin. No, Domer Krol Asher Hula Yitnan Abiyam Ashmasai. From that very Pasuk, I'll tell you, the Ubeidina who Dekam Achayev Le Ashama. Who's the one who makes him Chayev? It could come through his mouth, it could come through Edom. But the bottom line is, he doesn't become chayv on the day the Edom saw it. The Edom still have to come in front of the Beis Din. The Beis Din have to see if the Edom are truthful Edom. They have to interrogate the Edom. It's only based on the final psak of Beis Din either way. So Mela Rebbe Kiva would hold Yom HaTviyah, Shas HaTviyah, Yom HaMara B'din, whether it's through his own mouth or whether it's through Edom. I disagree with what you're saying. When you go up there to Eretz Yisrael, Akiv, Rashi says, any person who goes on a longer way around when he could have gone through a shortcut, that's considered a hakafa, that he's going a detour out of the way. Make a detour on your way to Eretz Yisrael and go asul mitzur on the high spot of Tzur. It was up on a mountain. Go to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Uboy minei, and ask him this shaili, shamele the Rabbi Yochanan, if he heard from his Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Kiva, ain't halacha Rabbi Kiva. Is the halacha like Rabbi Kiva or not? Amalei, so when he came to ask the shaili, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi told him, hachi am Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Kiva, the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, loylam. He added the word forever. My loylam, what does loylam mean? Am Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said, shaloi timer hani milieh delekate. Don't say that the halacha Rabbi Kiva, that it's kishasa tfiya. And not kishasa gzela. Is only when there's no edim. Avalecha dikedim, but when there is edim, loy. But rather, even when there is edim, dadin is kishasa tfiya, and not kishas hagzela. Vinami, another pshat, that the halacha zakar b'kivul oilam is going on a different machlokes that we had before. It's speaking about the hadru l'duchta v'itbara. He stole it, then he put it back into its place without the das of the bialim, and an oinus happened and it broke. Is the ganav chayiv when he returned it without the knowledge of the bialim for this oinus. And this is lafukim in Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was loibin in das bialim, that if he returned it to its original place, it's considered hashava of the gzela, and he's no longer chayiv in oinusin. Kamash malan to be in das bialim. We pasken like Rabbi Kiva. Loilam is to, even this machalik is we all like Rabbi Kiva, that you need das bialim as long as the bialim were not told that it has been returned. It's still considered to be in the rishus of the ganav, and he's chayiv for any oinusin. V'rava, Amar Rava says, halacha kibes Hillel. He disagrees with the psak that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva kishas hatviya, but rather the halacha is like Beis Hillel, as Rashi says, kishas exela. And how do we paskin halacha lemaisa? We paskin like Rava, the havale basra. He is a later Talmud Chacham, and we always paskin like the later ones, and therefore the halacha will come out in this machlokes like Beis Hillel.